The Publisher's Pen, with the publisher and editor of Pro Football Weekly, Hub Arkish.
Mike, thank you very much. And you know, guys, we talked a little bit earlier in the program about the selection by the Chicago Bulls of Vinny Del Negro as their next head coach. And I want to clarify again, I am not an expert on this subject. Vinny Del Negro may turn out to be the best coach in the NBA in the coming years, but you still have to take a step back and ask yourself, what is going on with the Chicago Bulls organization? Now, this is a team that two seasons ago was 49 wins. They were in the second round of the playoffs, were up 2-0 on the Pistons before things came apart. Then you turn around and have this disastrous season. You're now looking for a new head coach. Scott Skiles is gone. Jim Boylan is gone. You go through a two-month search. You interview over 15 candidates, and you select an individual who has never coached before. More than that, John Paxson, the GM of the Chicago Bulls, one of his close associates and friends and former teammates, Steve Kerr, he's running the Phoenix organization. He needs a head coach. Vinny Del Negro is his assistant GM, and he is never considered for the position. You just have to ask, what are the Chicago Bulls thinking? Is John Paxson trying to make a desperate stab at an out-of-the-box decision because of the failure to get Mike D'Antoni and Doug Collins? I don't know, but I know this. This better work, or they're going to be looking for a new GM and head coach in Chicago. That'll do it for this week's edition of Pro Football Weekly and Basketball News. Our thanks to Jeff Calkins of the Memphis Commercial Appeal for joining us. Steve Kyler, the publisher and editor at HoopsWorld.com. Randy Meyer is our producer and engineer. Gene Stern, our executive producer. Syndication Network, our home studio and syndicator. And most of all, our thanks to all of you for listening. Talk to you again next week, same time, same station, on Pro Football Weekly and Basketball News.